This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 9th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny, with mild temperatures in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. In Haifa, a few clouds linger, but overall, it's a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, France 24 reports from earlier today that France criticizes Israel's strikes on Lebanon as unacceptable, with the ceasefire now at risk. Also, Ynet reports from this morning that Hezbollah fired rockets at the north, prompting IDF strikes on Beirut. France and the US express concerns over the truce. Also this hour, according to Mariv, chaos unfolds in Lebanon as Hezbollah activists flee due to ongoing assassinations and IDF actions. Separately, JNS reports earlier this hour that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar says the Iran truce does not cover Hezbollah operations in Lebanon. And finally, from earlier today, Forward reports the US and Iran agreed to a fragile 2-week ceasefire, but Israel states the deal excludes Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. The account i24news_en posted recently that Prime Minister Netanyahu vows to continue striking Hezbollah to ensure security for northern residents. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that Hezbollah released footage claiming to target an Israeli naval vessel with a missile. Meanwhile, Fredman, a commentator, noted that a new episode is coming today from Miskav Institute for National Security Studies. Now, for more on those stories, starting with France's condemnation of Israeli strikes on Lebanon. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot labeled the actions as unacceptable following significant casualties. France warns these strikes could jeopardize the fragile ceasefire. This underscores the international pressure on Israel to restrain military actions. Turning to the ongoing conflict with Hezbollah, reports indicate Hezbollah launched rockets in response to alleged ceasefire breaches by Israel. The IDF retaliated by targeting Beirut. French President Macron and former US President Trump have expressed their concerns, adding to the diplomatic tensions. This highlights the delicate balance of maintaining peace in the region. Meanwhile, chaos in Lebanon intensifies. As reported by Mariv, fear spreads among Hezbollah activists, who flee amid assassinations and IDF attacks. A Lebanese parliament member warns of possible civil unrest. This indicates the growing instability within Lebanon. Separately, Israeli Foreign Minister Sa'ar's statement to his German counterpart clarifies that the ceasefire with Iran excludes Hezbollah. This distinction emphasizes Israel's continued military focus on the group in Lebanon, despite the truce with Iran. It suggests ongoing military engagements may persist. And finally, despite a US-Iran ceasefire, tensions remain high as Israel continues its operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Forward reports the ceasefire is fragile, indicating the potential for renewed hostilities. This situation keeps the region on edge, on the economic front. First, Mariv reports that the ongoing conflict has altered online consumption habits in Israel, with unexpected growth in landline phone usage. Separately, Globes reveals that Dutch AI cloud company Nebius is negotiating to acquire AI 21 Labs following Nvidia's withdrawal from previous talks. And finally, CTEC confirms Nebius's interest in AI 21 Labs, resuming discussions after Nvidia's planned acquisition fell through. This marks a shift in AI partnerships. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.